ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, hello, Miff.
Hello, Zan.
Fancy seeing you here.
I know. I've got a special treat for you.
Oh, tell me more.
And it is a bonus bang. We are putting excerpts from our Bang On Live shows, which we're currently doing around the country, out to you so you can hear some of the hilarity and magic that we create with our special guest friends who turn up on the night. It's awesome.
Oh, it's so good. And we're so happy that we can capture these because the crowds at Bang On Live have been amazing. And this is actually from our very first show. We kicked off in Adelaide in the glorious Spiegel tent for Adelaide Fringe. It was our sold out first show. It was a hot afternoon. Ugh. We were underneath a canvas tent. We were schwitzen. It was a very, very hot one. But it was so fun, wasn't it?
It was so much fun. And I think this is when we realised how brilliant our Bang On Live shows were going to be. We had no idea. We didn't know if it was going to work or not because we're doing a podcast live, and that's something we've not done before in terms of going on tour. We've done the shows before, but we were like, oh, this is going to be fine. And, you know, part of that reason was because our special guest, who is the wonderful, the magnificent Tom Gleason, is actually Bang Fam. He's been listening for many, many years. So he knew the crowd. He knew what was going on. And when he turned up on stage, all things just went wild. Everyone went wild. It was wonderful.
You could never have expected what he was going to do. So let's jump into it. Take you back to the beautiful Spiegel tent during Adelaide Fringe. The one and only Tom Gleason joining us for Bang On Live. Here you go.
Bang. 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 Bang.
Bang.
Bang.
Bang.
Bang on.
I'm the Bang Fam hype man. Bang Fam, Bang Fam. Let's bang. Ha! Oh. That is a crossover no one asked for.
No, that's a good crossover.
We liked it though. We liked it. You're a good, you're such a good supporter of ours, Tom.
Oh, I love it.
Like we found out during the lockdowns in Melbourne that you're a fan of the podcast. We didn't realise.
Yeah.
But you sent us a message saying you were riding your bike. What was it? Riding your bike and you were listening, and then you said you found this great podcast and then
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, because I had too much spare time because there was no work on. And so I'd go for long rides on my bike and listen to podcasts. And this was my favourite one. And I enjoyed it for about a year. And then I thought I should tell my wife about it. I kept it to myself for 12 months. And then she really likes it, surprisingly. I mean, of course she loves it. Now all her friends love it too.
Aww. Thank you.
We're very lucky to have what we call crop dusting Bang Famers who will just pass us. In fact, one of the best Bang Fams I ever had was here in Adelaide when I was standing on the side of a street and down one of the bike paths, someone just whizzed past on one of the Lime scooters and just went, Bang Fam. Yeah. I was like, yes! But you would have people screaming hard at you all the time. Has there ever been a completely bizarre one that's happened?
I dream of crop dusting.
Just a whisper.
I don't get crop dusting. I get people doing the equivalent of shitting their pants.
Yes.
They're just like, hard, oh, hard. You're the hard man. Hard quiz. They're just like, they've spotted you like an animal at the zoo. They've got to yell out what you are to their children. Yeah, that's him.
What do you do? Like, they go, okay.
It's hard to know what to do.
Yeah.
It really is. So you wave and you go, hi. And then they go, ha, ha, I got you a good one. And like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is, because of my persona, I found that I can abuse them and they think it's comedy, but it's not. It's not comedy. He's pretending to hate us. No, I hate you.
That comes with the territory though, doesn't it? And yet they still don't get it.
They still don't get it, but they love yelling it out. It's irresistible. Happens in every show. I'm doing the show here in the Adelaide Fringe and every night someone yells out, heart, like I've never heard it before. We have done 9 seasons of Hard Quiz. I've been doing it for almost 10 years. I have heard it before.
How's your Adelaide Fringe been? You've got new gear, literally. Your show is called Gear. And you're just down the road, aren't you, in the other tent at the front of the garden?
Front tent. That's very important, I imagine.
Yeah. Front tent.
Yep.
Yeah, so everyone can hear you just like tearing the joint up as they walk in. Great for word of mouth. And, the show's been going well. I've called it Gear, which means material. It's tricky calling it that. People do hang out backstage wanting something else.
You're chasing.
Yeah, and most of them are comedians. And I'm like, guys, come on, guys. keep it under wraps. But it's been fun. It's been great doing the show. I'm here for the whole month. And so I get a house in North Adelaide. That's where I'm staying. And I'm so down with it. I know when bin night is. It's Thursday. And it was only the yellow bin this Thursday. And the previous week was both. And next week will be both again. I am in sync.
You are a local.
I pay rates. I don't give a shit. I don't even own the house.
Well, I was here for a month last year doing Rocky Horror. And I had a ball. This place is amazing. 10 minutes to the beach.
Yeah.
And I was living in North Adelaide as well, I think. And it was around the corner. There was like this pie shop that's open 24 hours. Fuck me, I put on weight that month. It was great. I'd like come home any time of the day or night and just like, I might just have one of those exotic cheese layered meat pie things that are really going to stop my heart. But I had them anyway and it was great.
And you're here to tell the tale.
That is correct. But Adelaide is amazing.
Oh, it's such a great fringe. You must love it. You know what the best thing about the Adelaide fringe is? This is what I love about it is the rest of Australia doesn't quite know about it. So my friends in Sydney are like, you're going to Adelaide for 5 weeks? Why? And I'm like, it's amazing. And they're like, yeah, sounds really amazing. But let's keep it a secret, eh?
Yes.
That's what I love. Like all of the rest, Adelaide's having a big fucking joke behind Australia's back. And they don't know. Because, you know, the rest of Australia likes making Adelaide shithole jokes, but we know that it's bloody nice here. You're there on Peel Street, you know, with you having a nice little cocktail going, oh yeah, apparently we live in a shithole. Oh God, I'm really going to hate my 5 minute drive to work tomorrow.
Oh, and that's the best thing. You're literally 10 minutes from anywhere and it's the best.
Unbelievable what you've got.
Are we getting
here.
Old though? Like, is that an older person thing when you go, oh, everything's so close?
Oh, we
what,
love
close
it.
To what? The next toilet? Yes. Yeah.
Now, Tom.
Yes.
Every week we like to bang on about things. We like to share our opinions. We also ask people to bang back, tell us what they're up for. What are you banging on about this week?
Well, it's tricky because I listen to Bang On and I do the right thing. So most of my thoughts are thoughts that you've given me. Because I'm part of the hive mind of Bang On.
That's what we're here for. That's why that's our role.
And I do what I'm told. You know, I've listened to John Ronson's podcast, Things Fell Apart, because you mentioned that.
Oh, great.
And, so I've done that and ticked that off the list. I even watched The Gilded Age, a period drama.
Oh, what did you think?
I loved it.
It's so good, isn't it?
I didn't know why I was watching it, but I loved it. And I even, like, Saltburn, I gave that I walked around that. Because of Miff's lukewarm bloody review at the end of last year, you remember?
I didn't know how to feel and I had no one to talk to. It had only been out for a week.
I know.
Now I've got heaps. Do you want to have a chat?
No, I haven't seen it because of your indecisiveness at the end of last year.
All I want to do is talk to someone about it.
And then you gave out that spoof in a bar spoiler.
Well, you can't hold on to the jizz for too long.
No. Well, I just.
It's got to come out at some point.
What's happened?
I haven't watched it. I don't want to risk it.
Well, there's more than that. So
Then it's tricky because what do I bang on about? I'm trying to think of things you haven't recommended and I want to mention Masters of the Air, which I really love, but I'm a middle-aged white man, so of course I like it. So there's the only other middle-aged white man in the room.
He doesn't know
there's
anything
a plus
about
one there, just nodding.
You know, you get Steven Spielberg involved, you get Tom Hanks, they're executive producing something about World War II. For us, that's like Tay-Tay. We're like in, but I don't want to do that because I reckon that's a man bang.
No, oh man bang, you know man. That's
a man bang.
We're gonna add that to our lexicon.
Yeah, man bang.
Man bang's good. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, a man bang is something to ignore, I think.
Oh no, it's something to embrace if you're feeling like you can't find anything else.
Yeah, but you know.
No disrespect. Yeah.
I feel like you man spread while you're doing a man bang, and it's to be ignored. I'm worried you might have even mentioned this. I love Capote, Feud. Capote versus the Swans.
I tried to download that
have you
the
watched
other
it
day
yet?
And I got the wrong one. There's another Feud and it was...
By the same people.
Oh, the Betty Davis one.
The Betty Davis and...
Well, this is series two, apparently.
Amazing.
Yeah. But Capote is not... And I am loving it. Every time it comes out, I watch it. I watched it today. New one just came out. It's on Binge. And the thing that I'm really enjoying the most is the story's great because I don't really know the story. It's, Truman Capote versus the Swans, essentially the cognoscenti of New York society in the sort of 60s, 70s. And you'd think Philip, you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman nailed it, did Truman Capote, got an Oscar.
Yeah.
And then Toby Jones did it, I think before him, in Infamous, great. Mm. So you think Tom Hollander, good luck. Within a minute, I'm like, that's Capote. I am loving Tom Hollander as Capote. Really? It is so compelling.
It's such a singular character, isn't it? And yes. I think that he's the kind of character... I've watched 40 minutes of the first episode and then I stopped it and forgot about it because I forget everything.
Well, that's why I'm here.
But I feel like Capote is a kind of character that can be very divisive just because of his whole vibe, and it's... I'm still not sure whether I like this version of Capote.
Oh, mate, I love it. I love it. You know why? Because it's about an artist who realises... He has to be a bit of an arsehole to create entertainment.
You see yourself in here.
There we go.
And I'm down for that. You gotta break a few eggs to make an omelette.
Love that.
It's a pretty amazing cast as well. The Swans. Yes. Is it with like Chloe Sevigny, Naomi Watts?
Yes. And it's
Demi Moore.
And it's one of those shows where, all the Swans are amazing. Mm. But it's one of those shows too where you oscillate between thinking, oh, Truman Capote is an absolute arsehole. And you think the Swans, those poor things that he's gossiping about. And then it just flips. You think they are the worst humans in the world. Poor Truman, I feel sorry for you. You just constantly jump between the two. And it hasn't ended yet, so I don't know how it ends up. I don't know who wins the feud.
Keep
watching.
But
I cannot wait.
That's a good bang. I'll go
back.
Love
that.
Yeah.
Love that.
You would love that as well.
Yeah, it's right up my...
Just make sure you download the right one.
I was about to say right up my wheelhouse, but that's not the term,
is it? No, it's in your wheelhouse. Or right up your alley.
That's it.
It's not in your alley or up your wheelhouse.
It's right in and up. Is
in
what
and
it
up?
Is. In and up.
Right up in your wheelhouse, wedged in there. Can't get out.
Give it up for Tom Gleeson.
Bang On. Calling all Bang fam. Double J's smash podcast Bang On is happening live on stage across Australia.
Are we all ready?
Ready to bang on?
Miff and Zan are heading your way with a string of live shows in April and May, including Bendigo, Canberra, Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney.
It's like Statler and Waldorf up here.
Don't miss these big conversations about music, art, life and stuff.
Sounds like we don't like this movie, but the problem is, loved it.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll get swept up in the fashion.
Fashion, 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 fashion.
Bang On Live with Zan Rowe and Miff Warhurst, presented by Double J.
I wasn't asking for applause.
Ticket info at abc.net.au/abcevents.
Bang On.